It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focus back on the life and the memories of the Bucky's legend, R.H. Bob Peters. Next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This year, we focus in on some of the memories, the life and times of R.H. Bob Peters. We start this season with Tom Ceratori's first meeting with R.H.
And I came to watch a game and stayed with Frank. Frank brought me in the locker room, and Coach let me be in the locker room between periods, and I watched Coach do his thing and Frank and everything, you know.
How cool is that?
It was cool.
How old were you?
Probably 17 or 16.
Could you imagine doing that as a coach yourself, letting a 17-year-old into the...
Well, we do if it's a recruiting visit, but back in those days, it was a different world.
Right,
guys.
Right.
And my brother Frank was playing, and Frank came back, and he was, you know what, he came back to Bemidji, and he was backing up Scanny, and he was going to be a coach. I'll never forget, Frank was in the locker room taking notes from Coach, because, I mean, it was like that. He was going to be a coach. My brother was going to be a coach, and he was just taking notes in between periods. Like he was going to school. Like he wasn't just listening. It was crazy.
Well,
and
I sat playing. There and listened. He was playing and taking notes. Wow, crazy.
Yeah. Wow. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
No, Frank was like, he was into it. And I was just in it. I think Frank wanted me to be exposed to it. And he had no coach had command of the room, that's for sure.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.